Fact and fiction. South Padre Island is accessible from Texas Highway 100 via the Queen Isabella Bridge that connects Port Isabel, Texas on one end and South Padre Island on the other. When you hit the beaches here, you have miles and miles to walk, and on most mornings, men and women carry Walmart plastic bags to hold their seashells. South Padre is a favorite haunt for spring break revelers as well as us retired folks. Pier 19 is a local restaurant and tourist center where you can have breakfast, schedule fishing or dolphin tours, buy in the gift shop, fish off the pier, look at photos and memorabilia from past decades. Out front of this eatery is a huge shark caught by Captain Phil Cano on February 30, 2004. His mouth is open, blood drips down the sides of his jaws, teeth are pointed and ready to bite again. You can see the monster from blocks away. The problem's February 30th. Once the date is suspect, it's easy to start questioning the rest of this fish story. Truth doesn't matter much in a place where weather changes often, time stretches, and you only need shorts, a t-shirt, a ball cap, and sneakers to be part of the gang. In April, college kids arrive. Prices escalate. Parties go late into the night. Pier 19 will be booked solid, and some libertine will hang a bra on the shark's front tooth. That will make a Texas-sized story. But for now, this post is all imagination, waiting for reality to catch up.